You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. Brethren, we often say that the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. But there's something I want us to note in the life of Solomon. If not that the scripture is reporting it to us, we may not really see a fault in Solomon when you look at him from outside. The problem that Solomon had was a problem of his heart. That's why the scripture says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And Jesus also said to us, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What happened to Solomon is happening to a lot of people, but you can't see it. Their heart has been turned away from the Lord. Have you seen a situation where you know a brother in church who has been very regular, who has been so committed, and then one day the wives come up and reveal things that is difficult to believe? You just hear that this brother has been sleeping around, he is actually in relationship with another person, he's just into immorality in an unparalleled manner, and then you are shocked. You see, what happened is that it's a matter of the heart. The heart has been deceived. His heart has been turned away, even though outwardly he is doing everything that everybody expects that he should do. He is doing it, but his heart has been deceived by sin. His heart has been deceived by the pleasures of sin. That's why you see the Christian race is not a race you are in to please anybody. It's not a race you are in to oppress any or impress anyone. It is a personal race. Your heart may have been deceived, but externally, we all still consider you a brother. But you know that your heart has been deceived. You should cry to God to help you. You should cry to Jesus to help you. You know, that's why it's like it's coming to you as a shock. You can't believe it, that how can this sister behave like this? You say something had been wrong with the heart all along. You are only looking at the person from an external point of view. Maybe they are involved in church work, they are in ushering, they are in music ministry, they are pastors, they are deacons, and so on. But their heart has been deceived by sin. That is what is happening today. Many hearts have been deceived by worldliness, even though they are in our midst. So one day when that heart now finally manifests, it now looks like a sudden thing. And you are wondering, how can this sister or this brother behave like this? The heart has been deceived. So Solomon's problem was a problem that you may not notice in the immediate. You may not see it, but it's going on quietly. Many people today are losing their faith in Jesus. Many are even questioning their faith. Many are desiring worldliness in their heart. They are desiring the things of this world. The Bible says, love not the world. You see, anything that has to do with love has to do with your heart. He says Solomon loved these strange women in his heart. I pray that today you will lay your heart before Jesus for him to wash it with his blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.